Good morning. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, the latest one to pass through the region, continues to slide through eastern New York and western New England, producing additional rain showers in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England for the early morning drive. The rest of the region is drying out behind this system with areas of locally dense fog this morning. Otherwise, we'll see some hazy sunshine as the fog dissipates, and more sunshine through the afternoon should allow temperatures to reach up into the lower and middle 80s for afternoon highs with summer-like humidity. Within that warmth and humidity, there could be a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms late in the day, which could last into the evening. Otherwise, overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it will be muggy again with areas of fog developing, lowering visibilities, and temperatures back into the lower to mid-60s. Another disturbance currently over the Midwest and Great Lakes will slide our way for the day tomorrow. We'll have more hazy sunshine, and it will be warm and humid again. And with that disturbance passing off to our west and south, we run the risk at a few isolated showers or thunderstorms. Highs on Wednesday will be back into the middle 80s. In fact, with a big ridge of high pressure hanging on across the middle part of the country, we'll get into more summer-like warmth and humidity for the rest of the week. It'll be dry on Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the mid-80s, and right now it looks dry into the day on Saturday as well with highs again right around 85. By the end of the weekend on Sunday and into Labor Day on Monday, we'll have increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures still though in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Great Lakes into the mid and upper Ohio Valley. Moderate instability combined with vertically veering winds and effective bulk shear of 30 to 40 knots will support storm organization with the potential for multicells, a few supercells, and lines and bows. Hail and damaging winds will be the primary threats in southern Michigan and Ohio. Meanwhile, to the north, where there'll be stronger shear, supercells with bowing segments are possible with damaging winds and hail again, the primary threats. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings continue for the Corn Belt into the upper Mississippi Valley today. In Minneapolis, temperatures will be in the upper 90s to near 100, and the heat index will make it feel like 100 to 110 degrees. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Panama City, Florida, at 2:46 p.m. Eastern Time last Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Fort Irwin, California, at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees, with a northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility in fog, 69 degrees, the dew point 67, 93% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Philip and Winter, both in South Dakota, and at Lexington and McCook, both in Nebraska, to a low of 27 degrees at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Boston, partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with highs near 80. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low, 65. The average temperature, 72, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.19 inches of rain yesterday, now for the month 2.35 inches, which is 0.62 inches below normal, and 31.16 inches for the year, which is 5.50 inches above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1948, and the record low, 41, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid today with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, clouds, warm and humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the mid-80s. Just the outside chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, again in the mid-80s, with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Labor Day, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.